Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but nationally and internationally. Imagine, they're able to hear us across the country, across the world, in Australia, London, England, Malaysia. Isn't that exciting? Our world is shrinking. Discover what the world has to say. Log on blogtalkradio.com and listen to the show. But you could call in 347-637-3789. Weigh in on definition of happiness today. 347-637-3789. Okay, what is your definition of happiness? How happy are you? Do you feel good now? Are you in joy now? Really? On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you fit in? You know, happiness is a choice. Our whole life is our choice. Every thought, every movement, anything that you make is by choice. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of things. Procrastinator? Oh, you love to blame everyone in the world about your lot in life? Pick up the mirror. Say hello to the creator of your life. You created it. No one else did. Unless you're living your life according to the gospel of someone else. And did you forget that we teach people how to treat us? How are we being treated? How do you treat? So what is happiness to you? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in is 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. I love to get letters. You could write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, simplyageless.net. At KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, I have you coming and going. Be sure and click on all of the buttons. And check on the pageants, the presentations, me performing with David Taylor, the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. What a pleasure, the circle of life. And then click on video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years ago. Do you know that he's having a birthday, M-E-R, on April 26th. And, write that down, Roger and I are going to perform. It's a promotion. We want you to consider us. Oh, you would make us so happy to invite us to entertain you at your event. A new genre in entertainment. And then write down on April 5th, Tom Palladino with Scalar Energy is going to be on the air with me to help you enjoy a quality of life that's eluding so many. Oh, hello, Sally. Let's see who Sally is. Hello, Sally.
I see you as this Negro woman that's one-sided with a lot of your...
Oh, My. Happiness is a state of being. When you truly are happy with yourself, and happy with your life. Oh, sidebar. Oh, please send all of your healing angels to Belgium. Isis. I still predict, America. You're on their list. And I predict that the next attack in America will pale. 9/11 will pale by comparison. Who are these evil people? Where did you ever wonder? Where did they learn to be so evil? When you hold a thought in your brain responds to it. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you toxic? Are you evil? But take it out on yourself. And leave those of us alone that are happy with our life because we're sharing. You know, the world is getting smaller and smaller. But remember, there's this golden thread that connects us. And the only thing that separates us from each human being is our thinking and our choices. Is your choice to be evil and toxic? Premature death usually happens. Premature aging and death. I've studied the brain. I've studied the mind. You, my darlings, are the creator of your life. You create everything in your life. And if you have an evil and toxic thought and you're putting it out there, the universe takes it immediately. The mind cannot discern. And you want to know what? What you do comes right back at you. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it'll come back at you. So rethink your toxic, negative thinking. Rethink. You know, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. This is the only day you have. We have 24 hours. That's 1,440 minutes. What are you going to do with it? 347-637-3789. Tell me, what are you going to do with it? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And let's go back to my video on simplyageless.net, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. It's an original. No one in the world has thought of pairing the Bard and James Brown and soul songs and Shakespeare. Wait till you hear Roger's voice. Our bags are packed. And the rates are individually assessed. We'd love to perform for you. And it's great for middle school. Let them learn about Willie Shakes. Brilliant, brilliant poet. By the way, bard means poet. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. My glass shall not persuade me, I am old. So long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death my day should expiate. Sonnet 18 and 22. I'm always happy. I get a thrill. I get just a chill when I recite Shakespeare. And my happiness is sharing my life with you for a half hour on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Oh, Friday, I'll be on the air at 8 a.m. It's Easter week. And Cindy, our daughter, called and said, John William, our grandson, has the day off. It's Good Friday. And she said, Mom, I'm driving in from Wisconsin with John, and we're picking up you and Dad, and we're going to pick up Auntie Anne, and I'm taking you all out for lunch to celebrate Easter. Oh, made me so happy. And John William is going to be 16 years old this year. Where did the time go? So I'm happy. I chose to be happy. I love being with family and very close friends. How about you? Each is the center of the all, and each has access to the all through its own nature. And Raymond Charles Barker said, when I see the glory of God in nature, I see the glory of God latent in my nature. Raymond Charles Barker said, the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Okay, have another caller. Let's see. Hello there. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
You know, Kathy, I hope you're having a
It didn't sound like it was going to be a pleasant conversation. So whoever you are, by the way, I wish you all good luck, good fortune, good everything. And remember, your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. Yo, how does your garden grow? All right, now back to my website. Click on books. There are four books. The Elixir of Youth, Seek, It's of a Spring Chicken, Discover How You Can Look and Feel Younger and Better Longer Than You Ever Thought Possible. Right now. Right this very minute. No costly equipment. No costly operations. All you have to do is learn my methods, secrets, and techniques, and they're yours for life. They're all natural. You'll learn how to remove the toxins from your system. And there are so many tips. 7.5 decades. Now, if you want to reinvent the wheel, be my guest. But the book is available. Self-published. Order it through me, ebook or soft copy. It shall be my pleasure to share my secrets and my methods with you. It may just change your life. And then scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs right here, locally. Not out of Hollywood. These are the people that had a dream. And they went through the abyss. And they found happiness on top of that mountain, holding their dream in their hand. We went through the abyss, the dark tunnels, oh, the roadblocks, and we shared our story with you so we could help you enjoy your life like it's golden. It's available at Author House. And then scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. I wrote a journal. And I met Tom Patrick in 2002, and we collaborated on the book. I could see me at William Holden's beautiful, beautiful lodge in Kenya, Mount Kenya, Mount Kilimanjaro, Samburu, Kiliguni, Nairobi, the Ark. Traversing the Masai Mara and the Serengeti, watching the migration of the wildebeest. Ah, what memories. The book is available at That's Fiction and Nonfiction, and it's up to you to decide what part is nonfiction. Ex Libris and Amazon. And then scroll down, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, Introduced and Selected by David Ricklin. I'm Chapter 3. It just makes my heart sing when I'm able to share with you what has made my life so happy. Of course I've been down in the valley, but I took Johnny Carson's advice. He said, you know, it's okay to be down in the valley every once in a while, but don't pitch a tent. I'm moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new vistas, new portals to enter, to explore. Come soar with me. Look, if you want to run with the herd, go ahead. But I have many secrets to happiness that were relative, that resonated with me. What do you have to share with me? Why don't you email me? KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. This whole week is about happiness, power of positivity, mindfulness, and the wellness connection. How the power of words, suggestions impact our mind and our immune system. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I want that eradicated. I want that deleted. Of course they will hurt. How can anyone be happy? Oh, by the way, those of you that know it all, that love to criticize, constructive criticism, there's nothing constructive about criticism. You're just defining yourself. You're just defining yourself. So, get the book, 100 Great Ways to Improve. 101 of us shared our life with you. That is Amazon.com and self-growth. No, they're not coffee table books. Come on. Who are you? What are you? What you do in life defines who you are. How happy you are defines who you are, how negative you are. How you procrastinate. I would have, I should have, I could have. Hey, telling you again, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your only chance at happiness right now, and it's your choice. Wouldn't we all like a corner on the secret of happiness? Well, let's see what Tonya has to say. Hi there, Tonya. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Again, like I said, Negro woman, your one side.
Oh, shut up. I don't know who that person is, but that is one ugly human being. Oh, wouldn't we all like to think that there really is such a secret rather than a series of discoveries and developments that take place within us? I believe it would help us to make a distinction between joy and happiness. You see, joy being an inherent, natural spirituality quality, and happiness often being the result of events. Are you in joy now? Are you in gratitude? Do you feel good now? Do you feel happy now? Joy is there. It's inherent in all of us. And happiness is when I'm on the air sharing my life with you. You see, I believe that there is a joy template within us and that a prized biblical statement illustrates this. Supposedly, God responded to Jesus by saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." At the same time, if this be praise for a divine son, it must hold for all the divine sons and daughters of pure being. Imagine the powerful foundation that restores and reaffirms all that is wrapped in these words. These are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Can we ever think that anyone could be excluded from such love? Whether we find ourselves ecstatically happy today or not, we may always know that we are enfolded in infinite joy as part of our birthright. I may not always be happy, but I always have joy. It's your choice. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And, oh, I have many supporters. And, oh, exciting, we are getting a new sponsor, a new supporter. Iron Age Creations. A young man, brilliantly talented, molds and designs baby elephants with tie wire. When I get all of his information, and they're available, and each one is handmade. You could have a mommy or a baby elephant or the pair. And then he just finished created the most exquisite guitar out of silver wire, silver-toned wire. I don't know how he does it. But look for more information on Iron Age Designs and Creations. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Life with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I really think of them as my supporters. And Talk Rock Radio is a powerful promotional marketing tool. You see, I don't know what your business, your service, your product is, but if you want to share it with the world, if you want to promote you on Blog Talk Radio, give me a call. Email me at KathyStudio, sbcglobal.net. And for a half hour, it's your show. It's your way. It's your passion. And then here's the beauty of it. It's archived. I send you the link. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And you listen to it. And then you forward the link to your email database. And ask them to forward it to their email database. And so on and so on. Within minutes, you have circled the world and the United States. You made your debut. So what do you got? No guts, no glory. What do you have? Just what do you have to share with the world? You're listening to Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Manly Men and Women. Did you know that women feel the force of ironworking? You know, I married an ironworker. And when Bill was working, I asked him, I said, well, how did the women do? And he said, oh, Kathy, they're just awesome. Absolutely dedicated to their trade. They want to be part of history, to be part of the creator of creative construction. So when they look at the building, they could say, I was part of it. They're Titanics, shaping and bridging the future giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers, Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more about them, log on impact-net.org. They work hand in glove with ironworkers. Do you want a career or a job? Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? They're the Domperion of the trades. Log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Ah, they stood on the mountain. They were divinely happy. They were able to share their excellence with the world. And they held the gold medal in their hand, standing on top of the mountain. Log on, heparks.org. By the way, when you look in the mirror and you're not too happy, say hello to the creator of your life. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Oh, If you have a little tax issue, financial issue, you may email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. See, Grisov, a spring chicken. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. And you'll find out all about my secrets for you to enjoy a quality of life that probably is eluding you right now. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger, all leading factors in premature aging and death. And did you know that anger releases toxins and so does stress into our body? It's available only through by getting in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. In February, March, you're going to have more month than money? I love creating my own home-based business. They're exploding. You don't need a college degree and you're smart enough. All you need to do is to have the desire to achieve. And it offers you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. You know how to get in touch with me. My pleasure. Kathy Watson, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Well, Mitchell Vidit now, who's been waiting close to 5 minutes. We'll see who this is. Hello. Hello there. Hello. Oh, my. Some people really need help, don't you think? Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The definition of happiness differs from country to country. Let me introduce you to Mrs. X, age 86, healthy and lively. She lives in Dongsheng, a city of the China's southeastern coast, and she has already prepared the clothes she'll be buried in. For many people in the West, picking out an outfit for your own funeral might seem sad or macabre. But for Mrs. X and her friends, they see it as a cause for reassurance, even a celebration. Each year, packs of sociologists survey workers, descend on different countries to ask people about their happiness, their goals, and what ingredients make a happy society. What is happy for you? What makes a happy society? Did you know that Denmark is the happiest country in the world? Did you know? I didn't know that. Denmark. And then another piece comes out that's like Colombia is the happiest country in the world. It's hard to tell what the questions are measuring. A question like, how happy are you? Gauge yourself from 1 to 5. Now, perhaps the biggest problem is how the concept of happiness varies in different cultures and languages. In English, for example, the word happy can refer to different things. It might mean a fleeting mood you feel when someone surprises you with a gift or you think of friends and family. Or it could refer to a deeper and less malleable state of satisfaction with your life. So how happy are you? Why are the Danish so happy? It might be because, in part, to a cultural reluctance to burden strangers with their own problems. Until tomorrow, remember to be in joy and be happy. Au revoir.